I will present here an analysis of the interior and a short reverse engineering of the UART protocol of another Tuya dimmer, this time based on a rather unusual LMV54BK7231N module and two HC32F003 microcontrollers. I will fully describe here how it can be programmed and added its OpenBeacon support using the scripting language offered by these firmwares. The presented dimmer will be quite unusual because it does not use the Tuya MCU protocol as discussed products before, only from a slightly different, simpler UART communication, which in this case is unidirectional. Purchase WXDM2. The dimmer gave me a reader, along with a set of other gadgets, to upload OpenBeacon to them, as I wrote in the previous part. The purchase of the dimmer itself took place on the Polish auction site. The dimmer cost PLN 80 pounds, which is quite a lot, but at least it supports two light bulbs and two switches. Description from seller. Important note, in the original firmware, it dims by pressing the button, so the monostable button is preferred. Assembly diagram. But beware, the product shipped has the N and L places swapped. You should follow the markings on its housing. They have the last word. Received set. This seller doesn't even provide mounting screws or tape in the kit. WXDM2 interior. Module pins and PCB analysis. Just pry the cover. The parts of the dimmer I analyzed. Here you can see a 3.3-volt LDO regulator, an optocoupler, a MOSFET, 7N65C, 8S3M diodes, and a PN8016 converter controller. We look further. The Wi-Fi module is not signed. It is not WB3S. Let's desolder the upper PCB. Here is the second MOSFET, 7N65C, and a large capacitor, but I haven't analyzed its role. On the bottom of the PCB with the Wi-Fi module, there are up to two HC32F003 microcontrollers. Could it be a product from Tuya MCU? But how is it two? One per dimming channel? Now you need to unsolder the screen from the Wi-Fi module to see what's inside. BK7231N. There are chances to change the firmware. But where is the RX and TX? Let's desolder the Wi-Fi module to check its pinout description. Hot air is essential here. Finally, I developed a sketch. Explains, 3.3 volts and ground is known. Power supply, S1 and S2 are button inputs. They are connected to the Wi-Fi module. RX and TX from the Wi-Fi module is led outside. TX from Wi-Fi module goes to both HC32F003. R1 and R2 are dimmer outputs. Each supports one HC32F003. ZC is zero detection, so that the dimmer knows when to start conducting. It is connected through a transistor to both HC. I also tried eavesdropping on UART communication. Only on the TX from the Wi-Fi system something is happening. Collected data as text. Byte 0x55 looks like Tuya MCU protocol, but Tuya MCU is not. 0x01 and 0x02 look like identifiers, which dimmer we are setting. I decided to upload OpenBeacon and check if I am able to send the UART packet controlling the dimmer myself. Uploading the firmware and the first tests of control. However, it quickly turned out that all the fun with the soldering was unnecessary. In fact, only the Wi-Fi module talks to the UART here, so it can be programmed in the system. Nothing will disturb us in the MCU. I marked the pads in the previous paragraph. Here is the connection of the programmer. I uploaded the batch via, according to the instructions on the page above. Then, in OpenBeacon, I use the UART send hex command to test sending various packets to the dimmers. I wanted to simulate the operation of the original firmware. This is necessary to control these dimmers. After some testing, I've come to the conclusion that the following package works. N9F is the brightness level value. From 0 to 255, one byte. There is no checksum here. I don't know what the rest of the bytes are, except for 0x02, which is the ID of which of the two dimmers on board we are controlling. Proof of concept, test script. I already have a suspicion of how it works. So I can prepare a simple open beacon script that changes the brightness of the lamp in a loop. Will the script work as expected? The script above operates on.